training memory, but there are different kinds of memory and they are not affected by your ageing in the same way. Dr. Andrew Talk at the University of New England in Armidale, New South Wales, is trying to separate these memories experimentally.
Certain types of memory, particularly episodic memory or source memory, does tend to go in the 20s. If you do tests, laboratory tests of people in their 20s, they are relatively good at that type of memory. And then people in their 30s, on average, are a little bit worse. And in your 40s, they're worse still. So when you first start to discover that you have memory ability loss in your 40s or 50s, that may have aggregated across your life since your 20s.
You said episodic and source. What's the difference?
Well, source memory is just a memory for the location or details about the context at which you previously saw an object or an event. I used to think it was totally bizarre that my father would always leave his wallet and car keys in the same place every day when he came home from work, whereas I could just leave my things anywhere and then go and collect them when I wanted them. But now, as I'm getting older, I'm finding that I'm putting my wallet and my car keys in the same place every day, so that in the morning I know where they are. Otherwise, I would have no idea.
Do you know how much of my life I spend looking for my glasses?
That's right. That's exactly
glasses,
right.
I found them the other day next to the tree stump on the lawn. Why were they there? And there are about 20 places they could be. And the amount of life you lose because, as you say, you don't do what your father did.
Yeah, so you may remember what your car looks like, but you have no idea where it was last time you parked it. That's a distinction between item memory, which isn't sensitive to aging, and source memory, which is indeed sensitive.
Episodic?
Well, episodic memory is just a very similar phenomenon in which you can recall events that happened in your past. And the terms that is used is that you can replay them in your mind, so that you can recall not only what happened, but the details of what was happening in the context surrounding the event that you're recalling. So, for example, you may remember that you saw a particular car as you're walking down the street, and then remember, replay in your mind's eye that you're walking past a certain type of lolly shop across the street from another type of car. And just being able to replay that event in your mind is episodic memory.
Of course, stories, your favorite stories, and as you get older, you tell more and more again and again. Having got them out of the back of your head, by retelling them, you reinforce them, but do you also distort them by adding bits, perhaps, that weren't there in the first place?
Oh, yeah, that's true. When you recall a memory, it becomes liable again. That means it goes back into a plastic state and has to be restored, and it can be changed when you recall it.
Has anyone done a test to see how much of your favorite memory is actually true by getting, if you like, the source material of replaying the movie to see what actually happened?
Oh, that'd be a pretty good experiment. I'm not sure how you would do that.
Well, yeah, I should imagine if you asked various people who were there to say, you know, did he really sing opera on the table and then juggle various bottles.
I suppose you could do an experiment like that. I'm sure that, well, they have done studies in which subjects are given a movie to watch or a photograph to look at, and then they're asked suggestive questions about it, and they can change the memory by asking leading questions. That has implications for police work and courts.
Indeed, yeah, famously. What work are you doing on this subject here?
Well, what I'm doing is establishing an animal model for these types of memories, the types of memory that fail or become degraded across aging, particularly source memory. So what we do is we have rats on an elevated platform, and they experience a cue from a particular direction in the room, and they are asked the next day to recall not only the identity of the cue, but also the location at which it came from.
And how do they perform?
Oh, they can learn it quite well. But if we inactivate the frontal cortex, which is the part of the brain that is degraded in aging, then they are deficient at encoding that memory. But interestingly, if we deactivate the frontal cortex during the recollection, then it has no effect on their behavior. So it seems that as we age and we have shrinkage of the frontal cortex and we have source memory ability, that may be related specifically to encoding of the memories rather than recalling them.
That's rats. How does that translate to people, do you think?
Well, if you have a person that is encoding a memory and its source, if you have that person specifically attend to the source of the memory, the context at which the remembered object is in, then they're a little bit better at recollecting, which suggests that if you have the person especially pay attention to the aspects of the situation that they want to remember, the recollection is just fine, indicating that age-related memory loss is a loss of encoding rather than recall.
I see. So you can train your encoding to improve it.
That's right. If you want to remember something for later, just pay special attention to it. And then your recall phase should be okay.
I see. So people who haven't necessarily developed the habit, where, as you said, your father with the source memory, putting the keys in the wallet in a particular place.
Yep.
If you decide that you are going to put it under the portrait of Marilyn Monroe, you will remember something that is intrinsically memorable,
yep,
and you will remember the other stuff as well.
Yeah, that's right.
So the recall will be automatic.
Yeah, that's true. The problem, of course, is that you oftentimes want to remember things that occur just incidentally in your life and you didn't pay attention to them at all during the encoding phase. And in that case, then you will experience the memory deficit and encoding of that information.
Do you get the impression that we've in fact got far more potential for preserving memory than we realize? Thinking of the fact, as many people have suggested, that in the days of Socrates in ancient Greece, they didn't write things down and have books. And so you remembered your stories, you remembered things far more commonly than we do these days with all sorts of aids that we depend upon. Are you suggesting that the capacity to remember, even in old age, is far greater than we assume?
Yes. And in fact, you can improve your memory ability as you age through those environmental enrichment or actively trying to do tasks to work your memory ability. Interestingly enough, physical exercise, aerobic exercise, is a large contributor to preservation of memory across aging.
Why should that be?
Well, with exercise, you have a growth in the number of dendrites and synapses, connections between neurons. Also, you have a growth in the number of glial cells, that is, supporting cells that occur in the brain, and you have a growth in the number of blood vessels that go through the brain.
And, of course, that's one of the associations that we have with exercise, that depression tends to be alleviated somewhat if you go out for walks or
exactly
even runs.
Right. That's
maybe
exactly
for the same reasons.
Yep. Well, one theory of depression is it's related to a loss of neurogenesis in the hippocampus, that is, growth of new neurons in the hippocampus. And if you take an antidepressant, then that will increase the level of neurogenesis in the hippocampus, which will alleviate your depression. Now, you can also do the same thing just by exercise. When you exercise, it increases the volume of the hippocampus, and that should relieve your depression and also make your memory a little bit better, too.
Overall, it sounds like very good news.
Yeah, it is. Going for a walk for 40 minutes a day for 3 days a week, and for people in their 60s to 70s, is demonstrated to improve their memory ability and increase the size of their hippocampus by 2%, which is quite remarkable, but given that normally, across aging, the size of the hippocampus gets smaller.
It would be gigantic if you... I run every day. Kaboom!
That's right. You should keep running.
And so should you. Andrew Talk, University of New England, Armidale, New South Wales, on how subtle are the memories.